Allen Robinson joins us right now. He has just been drafted into the NFL by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he's coming off his first ever rookie mini camp. And Allen, when you think about all the opportunities you could have, on the one hand, if you go to a Super Bowl contender, it's very exciting. But then again, you might not get the playing time. And I think for you, going to a team like the Jags, who really can use you, in fact, they traded back up in the second round to get you, it's exciting to know that you're going to be a part of things from day one, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, my thing is just exciting all around, just kind of building and learning and being able to develop and grow as a player. You know, so I think that's the biggest thing, man. Just knowing that I'm going to be in the mix, I think that'll just add a little bit more to my development.
Now, everybody who's been drafted was a big man on campus. You come together at rookie minicamp, and, you know, you don't have your name on your back anymore. You're a number. Obviously, they have high hopes for you. They spent a second-round pick on you. But what's that like, all of a sudden, kind of starting from scratch again?
I mean, it's not too difficult, you know. I would say just for all the rookies, you know, coming together, just try to help each other through the whole process. And just trying to help each other grow as players. You know, we have two rookie receivers, so me and Marquise, just standing on playbook, you know, just trying to help each other out as much as possible so we can grow.
Now you're coming in with Marquise Lee, of course. We knew him at USC, and I know that they're already calling you Thunder and Lightning again, like they did with McCardell and Smith, saying that Lee's a very boisterous guy, and saying that. That Allen Robinson is a very low-key guy. Does that describe you well?
Yeah, you know, that's just me. You know, I've always kind of been that type of guy, you know, and just, especially with the football aspect of, you know, just taking each and every day, one day at a time, from my head down to going to work.
Blake Bortles, kind of a surprise, I think, when the Jags drafted him at third overall. But if he's the guy for the franchise, then I think it would be kind of cool that you and Marquise and Bortles, the three of you, all together can grow with this franchise and help the offense. What has it been like taking running routes and catching passes from Blake Bortles?
It's been fun. You know, like I said before, this was all of us just growing together through minicamp and emotions. You know, it's fun to see what the work that you have put in, you know, through like the individual periods, the route running, the film session. And then to see it come together, you know, that's what makes this whole thing fun. And just growing and learning, you know. I mean, it wouldn't be fun if it was easy. So with us just taking every day at a time and each and every opportunity to get better, I think that's helping us out each and every day.
Rick Tittle with Allen Robinson, Jags rookie wide receiver, fantastic third-team All-American at Penn State. And, of course, you went through one of the more difficult times in the history of that program as the healing process begins because, as we know, 99% of the, or nine, more than 99% of the people there are upstanding good people, but the blemish on the program, what was the healing process like and to go through all that, and do you think Penn State is back on its feet to respectability now?
Definitely. You know, I don't think we went through too much of a healing phase at all, you know. We bounced back. First year with Coach O'Brien, we went 8-4, and then we had a 7-5 year. So I don't think we ever went through, you know what I'm saying, that phase. And I think that Penn State is definitely back on their feet. You know, they have a new coach who's ready to step in and make great things happen. They have a lot of young talent, you know. So, I mean, like from the inside looking out, I don't ever think it was, you know, too much of a process for us kind of, you know, taking a step back. But I think that we were always in the forefront. You know, we were still Penn State. We went out and won big games, you know. So I don't think we ever took a step back.
All right, now you're in the NFL. You're going to learn from Jerry Sullivan, the wide receiver coach there. What are some of the things that you're working on? Because no one is the finished product as they become a professional athlete. What are some of the things that you're trying to hone and perfect in your game as a pro?
You know, just the details of, you know, route running. That's the big thing, you know, and that's something that I want to be not just good at, but be great at, you know, and that's also that's something that Coach Jerry wants us to be. So just coming each and every day, you know, focusing on the details of running routes, how to run good routes, you know, knowing what you're trying to attack and what you're trying to get accomplished on a route is the biggest thing, you know. And that's something that he preaches each and every day and that I want to become great at.
Couple more questions for Jags rookie wide receiver Allen Robinson. Gus Bradley, second year as a coach and a rebuilding team. We know that Shahid Khan has great hopes for this team. He's got a lot of money to spend as well. What are some of the things that you've seen from Gus Bradley so far that have impressed you?
You know, just pushing us to get better each and every day. You know, coming in as a rookie, you know, he has high expectations for us. You know, and he makes that known, and he holds us accountable for what we can't control. You know, he wants us to take each day at a time and get better each and every day. You know, and I think he also preaches, he understands as a rookie, every day is not going to be an amazing day, you know. But you got to take what you don't do so well one day. You got to learn from it. You got to just continue to grow.
And finally, what was the draft like for you? Thursday night, probably knew they weren't going to call your name, but the next day you probably knew they probably were going to call your name. The people around you who, like, took care of you, love you, coached you, I mean, it's just as big a thrill for them as well. What was it like when you got that call?
You know, it was a great thing. You know, I mean, I had high expectations for myself. You know, I actually thought I wasn't going to go first day, you know, but once that didn't happen, you know, I mean, it was what it was. You know, I mean, that's how the process works sometimes. So I was just excited to get on the team and, you know, start getting to work.
All right, it's Allen Robinson with the Jags. Best of luck with Jacksonville, and we'll catch up with you down the road, Allen.
Thank you. I appreciate it.